800-259-9231. As we kick off hour three of the live Saturday edition, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with three. That's right, count them, three brand new Shriners added today. So you can see that at the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. So I think we're like totally done with this airline topic thing. Let's move on to another inefficient, stupid government agency. Well, they're all inefficient and stupid, but some more so than others, including FEMA. Does anybody like FEMA? I mean, we had a bunch of calls last hour from people that are kind of fans of the government, TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. They like the idea that the government is providing security, makes them feel good and safe. But really, who likes FEMA out there? 1-800-259-9231.
They're hard to defend these days.
We might be preaching to the choir on this one, but nonetheless, it's got to be talked about because it's just so amusing. From the Sun Sentinel, members of Congress this week called for investigations and hearings into a federal disaster counseling program that in Florida is paying for puppet shows, bingo, and yoga on the beach.
Hey, nice.
Money is obviously being spent for the sake of spending money, said U.S. Representative Mario Diaz. It's just totally ridiculous and an unacceptable waste of taxpayers' money. Senator Tom Coburn, financial chairman of the Whatever Committee, said he would look into holding a hearing on the program, and the Senate Committee on Homeland Security will ask for a review by federal investigators. So they're going to begin to start doing something about this, Mark. The action comes after the South Florida Sun Sentinel reported Sunday on the Florida Counseling Program, a project called HOPE, standing for Helping Our People in Emergencies. Funded by FEMA, but run by the State Department of Children and Families, the program is intended to provide psychological help for people suffering mental health problems from disasters. Since 2004, FEMA has awarded Florida nearly $47 million, in your taxpayer dollars, for crisis counseling after hurricanes. The Sun Sentinel reported that the grants had paid for hurricane bingo at senior centers, gardening workshops, and children's shows such as The Windy Biggie, which includes a song about how the wind is our friend, even in a hurricane.
I wonder if they commissioned the hurricane puppet show play to be written. And I wonder how much that cost.
Who knows? Many people who attended,
isn't free, you know.
Attended the presentations reported having no hurricane distress, and some said they weren't even in Florida for the storms.
That's awesome. Oh, they're so incompetent. So they make us look so good.
This one representative says, American taxpayers are a charitable group that want to help victims of hurricanes, floods, and natural disasters.
Even the ones not in the state at the time.
That means bricks and mortar, emergency food and water. That does not mean teaching people gardening. I'm outraged, but I'm not surprised.
Me either.
Now, these Republican guys, and I guess there's a couple Democrats in there as well, but they are they're posturing on this as though they're the friends of the taxpayer. They're posturing like, whoa, 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 this is way too much. This is way too far. And it is crazy and loony what they're doing, but what's crazy and loony to begin with is the idea that the government, again, needs to be providing help for people that have been victimized by some sort of natural disaster or any sort of disaster. No, the actual answer to really getting people the help that they need is to allow the market to handle it. I know we sound like a broken record here with this, but if you actually look at the situation during Hurricane Katrina and other hurricanes as well, people who wanted to help, individuals who are not part of FEMA or the National Guard or any other bureaucracy, private individuals that wanted to help out others,
were turned away.
And we're told, go away, we don't need your assistance, when it was quite clear that there were people that really did need assistance.
Trucks full of water from Walmart turned away. Sorry, this water hasn't been inspected by the government.
This is a federal agency area, and you are not allowed.
These people in the Superdome are going to have to die. We haven't inspected your water.
It's just shocking and amazing that this goes on, and the American people, they just shrug their shoulders like they do with every other instance where the government is directly contributing to people's deaths. I mean, we read story after story last year during Hurricane Katrina and in the aftermath as well about, there was that one story where there was an old lady in a nursing home who had called her son to say, we're still here. Are you going to come for us? Yes, Mom. They're coming for you, Mom. They're coming. She called him several days in a row asking if they were going to come with food and water because they'd run out. His mom died.
Well, why did he sit around and wait?
He couldn't go in. They wouldn't let him in. They wouldn't let the guys with the boats in. They wouldn't let the guy. The one guy had to steal a school bus so he could go in and rescue people. While the bureaucrats were standing around, we can't take these buses in here yet. There's paperwork that needs to be filled out. We have to inspect. We have to go through the process here, people.
This has to be a coordinated effort.
I mean, it's just crazy.
We have the central planning to worry about.
Yeah, that's what it is. And that's what these politicians are defending. This politician here, Tom Feeney, this Republican or whatever, he's defending a centralized bureaucracy that wastes money, and it doesn't matter. Yes, they're wasting money on puppet shows, but they're also wasting money in other ways. Remember the credit card fiasco scandal where they just handed out $2,000 credit cards to people?
Fists of whiskey and strippers. Let's go.
Yeah. That's what they were spending it on.
It was hilarious.
Everything FEMA has done has been a boondoggle. They are a dangerous threat to humanity.
Yeah, and people wonder, is FEMA ready now? Ready to what? Really kill us the next time?
Yeah. No.
I mean, they screwed it up during Andrew. Then they really messed it up during Katrina. What are they going to do to us next?
But
the
Mark,
next hurricane that comes through?
Mark,
those people are dead.
Mark, we can't have people in search of profit helping others. Those greedy corporations are just going to come in there and rape those hurricane victims.
Why would the corporations do that? I mean, why would Walmart want to hurt future customers? Walmart wants to create good relationships with people so they'll come back. You know the little smiley face they got, lower prices every day? They're not lying about that. The prices do get lower every day. As a matter of fact,
I
was there today, and I bought some alcohol, some rubbing alcohol, the denatured stuff or whatever it is. And, you know, I was thinking, I remember when I was in high school, I bought alcohol for 99 cents. I wonder how much it is. It was 70 cents.
Booyah!
I graduated high school in 1989.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years or something, I guess, probably since the last bottle of denatured alcohol. Is that denatured?
I don't know. Isopropyl alcohol, 70%, 90%.
The last time I bought that stuff, it was 99 cents. Now it's 70 at Walmart.
Amazing.
Lower prices every day,
and
baby.
They can still make a profit.
And don't forget inflation.
You know what? For all of that, we need to get them on board as an advertiser. You just really pimped the hell out of Walmart. 800-259-9231. But FEMA needs to just go away. And if you disagree, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I could go on with some of these the examples of these silly programs that they were doing here. Project Hope's activities are very important. This is the spokesperson. They're very important in helping storm victims, especially children and elders, gain a level of comfort in talking about their own experiences. Anyone who takes a close look at the program will realize the value and therapeutic benefits of the many services offered. Oh, really? Well, if that's the case, if your program is so valuable, and I mean all of FEMA, not just the puppet show, but also the so-called relief efforts, if it's so valuable, then why not just allow people to voluntarily contribute to them? I mean, if people voluntarily contribute to the United Way, to the Red Cross, to the
Salvation Army. What happened when the tsunami hit?
$300 million in contributions for the tsunami. I mean, various different organizations. Americans don't have a problem identifying charities that help others and voluntarily contributing to them. So, if FEMA really is so great and so helpful and so wonderful, then turn them loose. Set them free. Set the agency free from the clutches of government regulation and really let them help people. Let them go out there and raise money on a voluntary basis, asking people for donations, showing them, look at how successful we are. Look at how wonderful we are. Of course, they're going to have a hard time doing this because they're useless. But if they were cut free from the government, maybe they could become useful. Maybe they could become valuable. Because if they're voluntarily being funded, then they have an incentive to spend money wisely. See, because if you don't have that guaranteed tax money coming in every single year from the government, you actually have to consider where the money's going to come from. You actually have to maybe spend a few minutes of brain power trying to organize how you're going to fund your organization. Isn't that what we want? Is that so radical?
There's all kinds of organizations out there that are voluntarily funded that help people. The Red Cross.
Yep. There's no reason why they can't do it.
Why do we need FEMA?
I don't need them. But if they were voluntarily funded, then we'd find out if people really did appreciate them, wouldn't we? 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And bring up whatever's on your mind. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us and the other listeners of the show. In fact, over 1,200 of them, over 130,000 posts at the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. Really, really. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about your FEMA thing, Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
People are going to say I'm a heartless jerk, but it's kind of hard for me to feel sorry for a lot of those people down there. They sat around. They had plenty of time. They knew that the hurricane was coming, and they sat and waited for the government to get them out. It
never
happened. Some
people were in the hospitals. Some people were in nursing homes.
Yeah, I can feel sorry for those people that couldn't. But most of these people that were still down there, they could have gotten out because they acted like animals after the hurricane, looting everything and destroying anything that was still standing, and still they didn't try to get out, and they sat around boo-hoo-hooing that they couldn't leave. And now, a year later, and they're still boo-hoo-hooing that nobody's helping them out.
Do you think there's any chance that they've been taught that way, just from government program after government program? We've given them all this stuff, and now to pull the carpet out from underneath them, it's shocking. I'm not saying I don't agree that we should pull the carpet, but
it's totally a result of government welfare programs giving people this mentality of we deserve it. That's the mentality. Now, to people's credit, to the credit of the people living in the South, because we're doing the show now from New Hampshire, but as of a few months ago, we were living in Florida, born and raised, as a matter of fact. So we've seen our share of close calls with hurricanes. Where we come from, Mark, nobody gets excited about a hurricane. I mean, there's a darn good chance it's going to slam right into the area where we were born. But people might put up some boards on their windows, but that's about it. Nobody runs away.
This wasn't a hurricane, really. I mean, unfortunately, we've been talking about it like it's a hurricane, but it wasn't a hurricane.
Good point.
It was a government levee that broke, and that's what it was. People believed that the government was going to save them by building dams, but the last person I want to build my dam is the government.
Yep.
Because they don't care. They're going to give it to the lowest bidder.
Right. The problem
was flooding.
The problem was flooding, which was caused by the hurricane dropped a bunch of water, which would have been fine had the dams actually held up, but they didn't because the government built them. So once again, government at fault. Final thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I flew some hurricane relief effort when I was in the military. Mm-hmm. I was in the Air Force, and you know. You're absolutely right. This kind of stuff goes to the lowest bidder most of the time. Most relief efforts do, but you know, once again, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for the person that's always sitting there with their hand out.
I don't feel sorry for welfare recipients. I mean, maybe I feel sorry based on the fact that they've just been sort of indoctrinated for their whole life.
I feel sorry for the hard workers, the people who had a good job, who worked all their lives, who finally got a nice home and acquired some nice things, and they lost everything that they had. Those are the people I feel sorry for. It's hard for me to feel sorry for the Oprah Winfrey crowd that, oh, these people didn't have anything and they lost it all. Well, they didn't lose anything. They didn't have anything to lose.
It's difficult for me to disagree with you, Mark, but one thing that I'd like to make clear is you haven't walked a mile in your friend's moccasins there, in the sense that your family has probably been middle class for quite some time, or at least working class. And,
well, actually, I grew up poor. I had to work for everything I had.
Poor in the sense that you got free things?
Huh?
Poor in the sense that you got government checks?
No, we would never have done anything like that. We
right.
Worked.
My family wouldn't have either.
We worked ourselves out of the trouble that, you know, out of having a low income.
Right, but do you understand that if you were born into it, and we're now talking about third and fourth generation welfare recipients at this point, that you wouldn't really know any better?
Well, you know, sorry for the luck. You know, it's a tough life. They're going to have to learn sometime.
Exactly, which is why we need to pull the government out. Get the government welfare, and if you need help in life, you should go to a charity or some voluntary organization that can help you out. There's nothing wrong with helping people in need as long as it's being done on a voluntary basis. So, for instance, if a poor person or somebody comes across hard times, they go to the Salvation Army, they go to whatever organization they choose to go to, their local church or whatever, and they ask for help, well, then they're going to actually get checked out. There's going to be somebody who's assigned to their case to keep an eye on them, to check in with them, to make sure that they're not smoking crack or doing, you know, snorting their paychecks, essentially.
and to sort of monitor them because the private charities care about the people that they're helping, unlike the government bureaucrats. They don't care about the welfare recipients. They just care if the paperwork's been filed correctly. So if we really do want to help people, the only way to do it is to get the government out. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, and point of information. He mentioned also that that there was a bunch of looting going on, that these people were, you know, used to getting handouts, and so they were going out and looting. But we should also point out that the government agents were looting as well. There was video footage from Katrina of government police officers in Walmart essentially smashing and grabbing, taking stuff, throwing it in a shopping cart, and walking out the door. I mean, so anyway, just had to point that out. Let's continue with the calls to Chris in Alaska. You take control of the airwaves. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to kind of derail you guys here and talk about some interesting regulations.
Okay.
Well, I talked to my uncle today, and his best friend is opening a restaurant up here in Alaska.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So those are always a risky venture. I mean, they're risky ventures. And he got a whole bunch of his savings and got some investors. So he's investing $500,000 into this restaurant.
Wow.
So this is basically his life project. This could really make or break him.
Oh, yeah.
So
odds are it's going to break him. But go ahead, give me some details.
Anyway, he had the inspector come in, you know, to get all of his paperwork done with the city.
Right.
And at first, it was like Monday this week, and the only thing that the inspector found wrong was that their freezer wasn't cold enough. It was like at 60 degrees because it was still broken. There's actually a regulation where it has to be cold enough, because, you know, any restaurant owner is going to leave his food to spoil in a really hot freezer. So that's
all
ridiculous.
Right.
But then,
I would think you could just roll it outside in Alaska.
Well, you can, but not during the summer.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, what, the worst part, though, was that then they had a different inspector come by yesterday. And so the other guy was a lot worse. And he brought out a measuring tape on their stairs because the building they were using had kind of been run down. They had to rebuild a little staircase. And now they had to tear down the entire staircase they rebuilt because one of the steps was 1 inch too high.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So they had already rebuilt the staircase once.
Yes.
To prepare for opening. The inspector came in, pulled out his measuring tape, said, "Yep, gotta do it again."
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yes.
Just
that guy was
amazing.
So were the steps uneven then, or was it like the top step or the bottom step that had to be a certain height?
It was the bottom step that was 1 inch too high.
Bottom step has to be a different set of inches than the rest of them.
But you've got to look out for the midgets, Mark. We've got to protect the midgets. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Government regulations crushing the economy. And that's one reason why poor people stay poor. We should touch on that when we come back. You take control of the airways. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Where we've got the listener map, you can get on it yourself, add yourself to it, or just scroll around and see who else is listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. To sort of tie in the last two calls we had, we talked to Mark about the poor people in New Orleans that were affected by the dams breaking after Hurricane Katrina, or the levees breaking. And also then we talked to Chris in Alaska talking about regulations on restaurants and how this guy that he know he's this guy he knows has to rebuild the stairs at his restaurant because one of the stairs was 1 inch too high. And really, why is that a regulation? Really, what's the reason there? Is it to protect the midgets? I mean, that's the best I could come up with.
Well, I don't know what the protections are all about.
All three dwarves in Alaska?
You know, the government has regulations, and that's just the way it is. Government's got regulations. We got to follow these rules. And if your step's 1 inch too high, tear down the stairs and just put it in something else.
Right.
And I'm wondering, couldn't they put in some, you know, I'm thinking those garden paver stones, couldn't they put some of those around the steps? Mm. And then that would have been the first step, and then they would have been, you know, they would have been fine.
That would have been a violation.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have
been. Violation. Not up to spec, not up to code. Anyway, I wanted to tie the two together because one of the reasons why poor people in America stay poor, beyond the fact that a lot of them have been indoctrinated into the welfare mentality, the entitlement mentality, the idea that, well, because I exist, I deserve things, that's a huge issue. But besides that, there are a number of them that would like to get out of the situation they're in. And to some of their credit, some do manage to climb out.
Sure.
But others have a really difficult time. One of the reasons why they have such a hard time is because of government regulations. Chris from Alaska had mentioned that his friend, or this guy that he knows, has spent $500,000 of his own money. This is his lifelong dream to open this restaurant.
I thought it was his uncle or grandfather or something.
It's $500,000 is the relevant point. That's a lot of smack.
I mean, you and I combined, we couldn't swing that kind of money. That's a big investment. And really, how is somebody who's of a limited income stream ever supposed to get to that point? How are they supposed to get to the point where they can afford a $500,000 investment? And that was only a portion of his investment. There was other investors involved as well. And starting their own business. A lot of poor people have dreams. They want to start their own businesses. They want to live the American dream. But why can't they? Well, it's because of government rules and regulations. You can't just, as great as it would be, and I think that you should be free to do this, but in America, the so-called land of the free, I am not free to put a sign in my front yard that advertises pizza sold here. 75 cents a slice. Come on in. From 6 o'clock at night to 10 o'clock, you know, 6 to 10 o'clock at night. Come on in. After I get, I work for all day long, 9 to 5, I work at my job, and then I serve pizza out of my house at night. Why can't I do that, Mark?
Well, you can't do it because of zoning rules.
Health code, sir. Zoning rules and the health code. Whoa, whoa. We can't have people coming to your house to eat there. Well, why not? I can have my friends and family come over and eat at my house. Well, you can't charge people much. This is not right. Why aren't they allowing people to do that? Well, it's because the pizza places that exist, the existing restaurants, don't want the competition. They're the ones that have shelled out the $500,000. They're the ones that have jumped through the government hoops and regulations in order to open their established pizza shops. We don't want any of these upstarts getting out there and competing with us, dropping their prices.
Well, I must say that to some extent, that's market demand. I mean, I don't want to live next to you. If you have the best pizza in town and this is the best place to go to get pizza, I don't want to live next to you. Because you're going to have cars all over the place, parking in front of my house, blocking up my driveway. People are going to be throwing their cups that they got their fountain soda in, their little boxes
of
pizza.
No, that's not very likely, Mark, because you have to remember, we're talking about this in a libertarian utopia.
Okay.
And in this libertarian utopia, because this thing is not allowed today, but shouldn't, if people, you do agree that people should be free to do this, right?
I think they should be free to do that.
If you don't have deed restrictions that prevent it, you should be free to do it. And if you don't want your neighbors serving pizza out of their house, then go live in a nice gated, deed-restricted community where that sort of behavior is not allowed. Otherwise, those people that live next door to you should absolutely be free to do that. And in a libertarian America, in a more libertarian sort of utopia, private property rights would be the end-all, be-all. You would have true property rights. People would not be able to litter on your property because then you could take action against them. And people would not be able to park on your property without your permission. You could have them towed otherwise. So
I would like to
not a valid excuse.
I'm not entirely sure that I think that it's the greatest idea in the world, but I do think about Houston. Houston is one of the top 10 metros in the United States,
yep.
And they have no zoning rules at all.
No,
there
don't.
Is no zoning board in Houston, and it's not abject chaos down there. Somehow or another, you can run a business out of your house, and apparently It doesn't bring the world to an end.
Well, think about it. Downtown. I mean, lots of downtowns are mixed business and residential. Where we're at here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are apartments above businesses. Those people live with it. Those people know that there's a chance that there's going to be no parking available. Those people know that there's a chance that the streets are going to be bustling and busy and noisy, and that's a choice that they made. And similarly, if you choose to live in a undeed-restricted area, you take a risk at what could be going on next door. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So, Mark, you had something about the lost Bill of Rights. I know we sort of talked about the Second Amendment earlier this hour, but you had sort of an updated version or something? What did you bring
in? Well, I'll tell you what. This Bill of Rights is long, and I sincerely hope we can get it done by the end of the show. it's an email from the 109th Congress. Based on our current political reality, we submit a revised Bill of Rights for your consideration. Please note that our role is purely advisory, and the final decision for adopting these changes rests with the executive branch. The Supreme Court may also make any changes it arbitrarily deems necessary based on personal opinions and influenced by case and international law. Because of the restrictions and inconvenience of amending the Constitution, we recommend these amendments be enacted through OSHA, the EPA, IRS, and Homeland Security regulations. Amendment number one. Congress and the IRS shall determine what constitutes religion. The IRS shall have the ability to harass churches that pose as unpopular, that promote unpopular thought or incorrect political views. The IRS shall determine what continues, what constitutes said violations.
Hmm.
Congress shall make no laws abridging the freedom of speech, unless said speech is political in nature, offends anyone, or could be deemed dangerous. Or the press, unless the press reports on issues which compromise national security or could possibly embarrass political figures in power. They should also include or is pornographic.
Can't have that.
Yeah, they don't like that either.
Oh, boobies.
Or the right of the people to peaceably assemble after the people have obtained proper permits. Such assemblies will be monitored to ensure national security and public safety. And to petition the government for redress of grievances, unless the grievances involve the IRS, in which case the IRS will be free to intimidate, harass, and possibly destroy the filers.
Now, this sounds pretty accurate. That sounds like America today.
That's number one.
All right.
Amendment number two. This is my favorite amendment, as you know. I wonder what they've done to this one. The people are protected by a standing army. Militarized federal agencies and local SWAT teams, therefore, have no need for firearms. However, the government graciously grants the right to keep and bear arms, so long as these arms are not deemed especially dangerous. This amendment is purely optional, and the federal government will not seek to ensure that state and local governments do indeed enforce its provisions. Governments also reserves the right to prohibit, regulate, or criminalize any substances which it deems dangerous, immoral, or bad.
Ooh, they've written the drug war into the Constitution.
Yeah, you need that. Amendment 3. No soldier shall be quartered in any house without consent of the owner in the United States. The government shall, however, maintain enormous military complexes inside the United States as well as on foreign soil. Foreign bases are not affected by this amendment. The military is free to use force to obtain land to build such bases. Personnel on these bases will be exempt from any local laws and immune from local prosecution. The military shall operate these bases in any way it sees fit without regard to local laws or customs.
We're going to come back with more of the new Bill of Rights. Are they even calling it the Bill of Rights? Rights for government, apparently. Which, of course, is technically impossible. Only individuals can have rights. But that's just a technicality. 800-259-9231. What matters is who's got the guns and who's willing to use them on innocent people. And that group is the state. The government. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural. These products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain. Salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments, is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that Free Talk Live, unlike those other radio talk shows, gives you the website content for free, archives, bulletin board system, wiki, and more all on the house, then we ask that you voluntarily support the show by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier like over 280 of our listeners have currently done. And all we're asking for is a measly $3 a month. Now that's less than the price of a cup of coffee. So if you appreciate the message of freedom and liberty and you want to hear us spread it to more radio stations around the country, more people's internet connections, the most effective way to do it, in my humble opinion, is, of course, AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com is where you get details on what we're doing, how we're spending the money that comes in, and some of the perks that you get as a result. You get access to a few things like classic archives, as well as the Amplifier-only call-in lines forum and more. All the details are at AMP. freetalklive.com. As we continue with the new Bill of Rights, apparently someone has submitted this to the Senate or the House of Representatives or something, and I guess they're just trying to kind of update. You know, it's supposed to be a living document, but it really hasn't been updated in a long time. So here's the new version of the Bill of Rights. We're up to number 4, Amendment 4.
Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, except in the cases of suspected crimes or national security, and no warrant shall issue unless convenient. Amendment 5.
Well, it is. It's really the way it is, and they don't even need the warrants. They just walk in.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases in which the person is deemed an enemy combatant or terrorist, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb unless the government is unable to secure a conviction in the state or local court, in which case the person shall be tried in federal court or sued in civil court, nor be derived of life, liberty, or property without a due process of law, unless he is suspected of drug crimes or any other crime in which civil asset forfeiture applies, including IRS liens. Nor shall private property be taken for the common good without just compensation to be determined by the government appraisers. Okay, Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, plea bargaining will be encouraged.
Yeah,
they just did away with it and said, we want a plea bargain. Forget about that whole trial of your peers.
Speedy trial. What's all that about? Habeas corpus.
Now when we start to get to 7, 8, 9, 10, these are the ones that people don't even know. All right.
I think most people don't even know beyond two.
Okay. Amendment number 7. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved except in cases of tax law. Trials shall be granted at the termination of the IRS. Such trials will be held before a judge of the IRS's choosing. And that's true. When it comes to tax proceedings, you don't get a jury.
Nope. And they won't allow you to enter in your evidence. Like, if you have evidence that's just damning and that proves that the income tax is voluntary and you've got all kinds of interesting, intriguing evidence that you want to show the jury, nope, sorry, disallowed. Nope, nope. Keep your mouth closed while you're in my courtroom,
Silence.
Sir.
Amendment 8.
I'm wearing a robe.
Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted unless the person is accused of being an enemy combatant or terrorist. Amendment 9. This document is an inclusive listing of rights retained by individuals. The government may, at its discretion, limit, disregard, or prohibit any of these rights at any time. Amendment 10. All powers are delegated to the United States. Now, if you don't remember Amendment 10...
Yeah, we should refresh.
This one is one of my favorites, because we flushed this baby. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, that's the ones in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Powers to mint, to draw up an army and
postal
a navy.
Postal roads.
Postal roads. Mm-hmm. Regulate interstate commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The rest of them, nor prohibited to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Oh, wow. So they're not supposed to be doing all the things they're doing, essentially. Where those other rights and responsibilities are passed down by the Constitution.
Once you put in place this, you know, government, it just began to grow.
Who can
bigger
deny?
Bigger.
Really, at this point, who can deny that the Constitution really is just a GD piece of paper? I'm not saying that to be outrageous. I'm really not. I mean, we just went through, I think, a very accurate portrayal of the government status in America. It does whatever the flip it wants to do. It doesn't care. The people involved in government couldn't care less about your pesky little rights. In fact, they wish they weren't around. They wish those amendments weren't there holding them back.
You know,
because they're the only things that have stopped, had kept it from going over the edge 20 years ago or 50 years ago. I mean, this is, it's only just served to slow the growth of government, and now it seems to be accelerating in such a radical
way. I'll tell you the reason why is there's no reason why they shouldn't be annoyed by your rights, because they have sovereign immunity. If they violate your rights and then it's found, oh, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years later,
yeah,
after you're broke and destitute from trying to fight this case, that they have violated your civil rights, what are they going to do about it? Sorry. Oh, terribly sorry. I mean, maybe you'll get a
you're
couple...
You're lucky to get an apology.
Yeah, that's it. If you get any money,
you know
out
what
of it,
they say?
You're not going to replace your time.
You know what they're
and the
do
reason is that these politicians are not... The politicians and bureaucrats are not held responsible for what they do.
Sure.
If there were punishments in the Constitution, for instance, Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If infringement occurs, the politician's head will be lopped off and kicked down the street.
Right, but that would require the people to actually stand up and do something. See, I
if
think
we
the
could
people...
prove in a court of law that they infringed my my rights and we had to lop the politician's head off and kick it down the street, then those politicians would think twice.
Yeah, I guess they weren't explicit enough about the Second Amendment.
They needed a penal code to go with this, and they don't have it.
Well, the idea was the checks and balances, which, of course, doesn't work if the people doing the checks and balances don't care about enforcing the checks and balances, which is what we have today. The judiciary could step in and shut down all of the unconstitutional crap that goes on in the legislature. The executive could shut them down, too. The checks are there. It's just that none of them want to play ball. None of them want to stand up for freedom. They all love big government because big government pays their paychecks. Let's go to the phones and talk to DJ in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, DJ, what's on your mind?
How are you guys tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
By the way, the 10th Amendment is probably one of my favorites. Well,
yeah.
It is one of my favorites. It's part of the top of my list.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. Well, I was calling because I have a partial success story in regard to privatization of so-called public services.
All right, lay it on me.
Mayor Daley Democrat Mayor Daley is proposing is the lease, the long-term lease of four very large downtown parking garages that are currently under city control.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember correctly, or if you remember several months back, they leased the Skyway, which is a highway leading from Chicago to Indiana.
Yeah, I heard something about that, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you talked about it on the show a little bit.
Right.
But this is kind of the same idea. And
is it the same deal with like a 99-year lease,
yes,
though?
Yeah. Right, right. That's why I said it's a step in the right direction.
Partial,
not
yeah.
completely selling it off, but it's...
I don't know. I mean, is it really... maybe slightly. The fact that the cable company is granted a monopoly inside a given geographic area by usually the county or the city, I don't know if that gives me cheaper, more effective cable service.
Now, it's better to have the cable company running the cable service than to have the government running
right.
the cable service. So, yeah, it is a step in the right direction. It's not much, but it is a step.
Mayor Daley also wants to, although I don't think there's any formal proposal yet, but he wants to also do a long-term lease on Midway Airport.
Really?
The operations at Midway Airport.
Well, that's good to know, but that's not going to stop the TSA, of course. They're still
Of course not.
Oh, and yeah, Mayor Daley, I don't know if you heard this earlier this week, we reported on him. Mayor Daley actually wants to put video cameras on every single street corner in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, you know, just around the corner from where I live here, there's a police camera up on a light post.
Hmm.
It's one of those where there's a revolving light, kind of like a police light, like on top of a police car.
Really?
There's on the camera, so everyone knows it's there.
Wow. I've never seen that.
So not only are they putting up cameras, but they're being very audacious about it.
Oh, my
very
goodness.
Very conceited about it.
Yeah, just throw it right in their faces.
Yeah,
what are you
going to
do about it, Chicagoans? What are you going to do? Ha, ha, ha. We've got the cameras, and you don't. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. And we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll join you again on Monday night if you are lucky enough to receive the weekday show. If not, join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and we'll see you when we see you. It has been Ian here with you and Mark, and we'll be back Monday night. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello,